feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say Shanti. Day 10. Today's direction. Maintain the awareness that you are the elevated souls who play a special part with the Father. Baba is talking with a group from New York, America. Do you experience yourselves to be the souls who are handful out of multi-millions and a selected few out of that? Do you have the happiness and intoxication that you are the souls who have a direct relationship with the Father and play a part with the Father within the drama? How many things have you imbibed to remain constantly happy? Bab Dada is pleased to see every beloved long lost and now found child. How long has it been since you met Baba? Do you remember this? Do you not? Maintain the awareness that you are the elevated souls who play a special part with the Father, who is the highest on high. Then, as is your awareness, so will your state be accordingly. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 4th January 1982. In 82, the approximate population of America was about 230 million. So the very first question Baba is asking, do you experience? One is to know, to feel, to understand at the intellectual level. Another is to experience. If there is no experience in spirituality, it's merely an intellectual gimmick. That's why Baba focuses more on anubhuti, anubhav, experience. Do you experience yourselves to be the souls who are handful out of multi-millions and a selected few out of them? This is a deep point for contemplation, to sit and to churn. One is to do yoga, another is to go within. Definitely for doing yoga, you need your eyes open. But if you want to go within yourself, you have to just sit with eyes closed. You know, in the Patanjali system of Raja Yoga, they give a lot of attention to postures and asanas. But there are people who have attained the highest without the help of postures, and there are people who have been doing postures and they have not attained anything. But definitely it is logical that one should be able to sit for hours without moving. If you can just sit in a particular posture with eyes closed, without movement of the body, something will start happening within. Sitting still, Bible says, sit still and know. Sit still and know. There was a spiritual master who used to give two discourses a day, one in the morning, one in the evening. And the audience would ask the disciples what your master does the whole day. So the disciples would say, he just sits. But he must be reading, he must be preparing for the lectures. The disciple says, no, he doesn't do anything. He just sits on his chair with closed eyes, without movement. That itself is a spiritual practice, to sit still with closed eyes, without movement. The moment you start doing this, there is an inner restlessness which makes you to move movement. There is an inner restlessness that makes you to come out of that statue-like posture. It is not the outside environment. It is the mental restlessness. So if you want to curb this restlessness, this is a very important practice, to sit still and just churn. Why? I am fortunate. Baba is saying, do you experience? Do you experience? One is to sit down and write points and to churn. But experience is something else. Do you have the happiness and intoxication that you are the souls who have a direct relationship with the Father and play a part with the Father? So these are the two things. We have direct relationships with Him and we play our part with Him. There are so many souls in this world. Baba says they are as if orphan. They do not know their Father. You are the one. You know Father. You are the ones who have understood who is Father, and you have forged a direct relationship with Him. And your part is with Him. So this itself is a great responsibility. When my part is with Father, that means whatever is Father's part, that same is my part. So Father has come to purify the world. He is the purifier. So I am the master purifier. I have to purify the world, not just souls, but every particle of this universe. So this is a very good yoga experiment. This is the earth. I am at the center of the earth, the master purifier. And I am purifying every particle of this universe. I am purifying every soul of this universe. I am emitting out waves, vibrations. That is purifying everything. So that high level of purity is needed for such effort. So whatever is Father's part, the same is my part. He is the ocean of purity. He is the sky of purity. He is the storehouse of purity. So the same purity should come within me. So whatever is Father's part, that is my part. In latest Avyakta Murli, which was played out in Shantivan, Baba had said, Purity is greatness. Purity is, what is purity? That is greatness. It is vrat. It is a strict religious observance which you people are doing. Just as in the path of devotion, they observe vrat and they are so firm, so unflinching in their pledges, so also for you, purity is a vrat. Purity is the foundation of your Brahmin life. Take away this foundation and the entire building of the Brahmin life collapses. Make this foundation firm. The fruit and the strength of purity, phal bal. The fruit of this purity is supersensuous bliss. If you are not experiencing that supersensuous bliss at Amrit Vela, check yourself. There is some weakness at some point. Purity is benediction, vardhan. And those who get this blessing of purity, they receive three other blessings. What are they? Blessings from your own self, blessings from father, and blessings from the Brahmin family. Those who are pure, they become Master Almighty authority. They become very, very powerful automatically. And all powers are at their beck and call. Baba made everyone to raise the hands. Do you feel that those powers all the time or only at some time? Then Baba asked to check the percentage of purity or increase the percentage of purity. Next, purity means you are world transformer. If you can transform, you claim to be Prakriti Chit, you claim to be Maya Chit, cannot you transform the five elements and cannot you transform all the souls? So purity means those who are world transformer. Ninth, purity means those who can put full stop in 1 second. Full stop means where the line terminates. In a single page of paper, there are, which is the maximum exclamation mark, punctuation mark which is used? Full stop. But in the page of our lives, that is seldom used. We are just putting commas and question marks, commas and question marks. And that is making the path crooked. Purity is reality. Purity is personality. Purity is royalty. You were royal when you were in your homes, just as a star. You were royal. When you descended down in the golden age, you were very royal. Even at the start of the copper age, your pictures were much, much beautiful. Purity is your birthright. 13th. Purity is your birthright. Waste also is a purity, impurity. So remove all the waste which is in the thoughts, all the subtle impurities in the subconscious mind. These impurities cause burden. You know, when you go to the doctor, what they say? If you want to remain fit, you must lose weight. So even for physical exercise, you need lightness of body. This is spiritual exercise. Here also you need lightness. So diet of waste thoughts would make you obese. You have to shed this extra fat. Burn the extra calories of waste thoughts. 15th, Srimat. Check for every karma, what is the Srimat? And the last point, those who are weak, don't kick them out. Give them support, give them cooperation, encourage them, empower them. So these were the 16 points Baba talked about purity the other day. So do you have the happiness and intoxication that you are the souls who have got direct relationship with the Father and play a part with the Father within the drama? So he is the purifier, so I am also the purifier. How many things have you imbibed to remain constantly happy? So what we should do to remain happy? Remember the fortune. And what are the fortunes of Brahmin life? What are the fortunes of Brahmin life? Baba is pleased to see each and every beloved, long lost and now found child. How long you have been, it is since you met Baba. Do you remember this? Maintain the awareness, smriti. Just as the smriti, so will be the sthiti. So awareness and the stage are very much closely linked with each other. The moment I remember something very sorrowful, something very hurtful, something very, very painful of my life, immediately that sorrow, that pain, that misery, that suffering comes to me. I remember some injustice being done to me in the past. Immediately I feel sorrowful. I get upset. Somebody said something. I remember that. Feel upset. So this is a direct connection. Smriti and sthiti. Awareness and stage. So cannot we keep this awareness always elevated? So what are the fortunes of Brahmin life? Yes, Ravinesh, what are the fortunes of Brahmin life? Baba always says, keep the list of bhagya, keep the list of your fortune in front of you. What have you gained? Yes, Baba Murli and Madhuman. Yeah, that's good. First of all, you got to know yourself, who you are. I was not knowing who I was. I was wearing mask and mask and masquerading and moving around. But here, I got to know who I am, what I am, where are I am from, what is the goal of my life and what I have to do. This is the first thing I have understood here. The questions that has always puzzled humanity. Who am I? Who am I? There's a book by Ramana Maharishi, Who Am I? Who am I? But the entire book doesn't answer the question, who am I? They say that you just sit and keep on asking, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Am I this? Am I that? Am I this? Am I that? Neti, neti. I am not this. I am not this. But ultimately the answer doesn't come. So there are so many books written about who am I? Who am I? Who am I? But nobody knows who am I. Because this knowledge can be given only by the person who is out of this cycle. Somebody who is sitting up there, he alone can tell what all these souls are and from where they have come and for what purpose. So first fortune is I got to know myself. Second fortune is I got to know God. God has remained a mystery throughout the cycle. Scholars came, spiritual leaders came, religious founders came, avatars came, tirthankars came, buddhas came, children of God came, great souls came. They all talked about God, but God remained a mystery, always. Somebody said God is Sakar, somebody said God is Nirakar, somebody said God is this, God is that, but nobody knew exactly who is God. There are 4,200 religions in the world, about, might be more. This is the religions. Every religion, sects, out of these 300 are important. Out of 300, 12 religions are important. Out of 12, 4 are more important. This is the religions in the world. Every religions, every potter praises his own pot. They say, our God is better. Your God is not good. There are some religions which are non-believing in God. They don't need God. Buddhism, they don't need God. You can attain the highest without God. Jainism, they don't need God. You can attain the highest without God. But this is absolutely disturbing to a Hindu. How can you achieve highest mukti without God? Faith is needed. But in Patanjali's Raj Yoga, faith is not needed. God is just one of the methods. If you want to use, it's fine. Otherwise, you don't use. He is absolutely scientific in his approach. But other religions, imagine. Without God, So there are so many systems where God is not needed. Or God is one of the methods. Method one, okay, you have faith in God. Method two, don't have faith in God, okay, come. Both will reach the same. So there are so many baffling philosophies in the world. There are 6 main philosophies in India. But we never understood what is God. God remained a mystery all the time. Already one confusion added upon another confusion. In Hinduism, already pantheon of gods. So many gods are already existing. And then so many new religions came every time, adding a new god, a new philosophy. So this is my fortune that I got to know who is God. Understood him. What is he? Third, Madhuban. Yes, to be in Madhuban, to visit Madhuban, to think of Madhuban, is a fortune. Such a pure land, such a sacrosanct land. Then Murli, Gyan itself is a fortune. Then Srimat is a fortune. Then purity is the fortune. Then family. Fortune. But for some, in bracket, few things. Family is also fortune. Baba says this is Prabhu Parivar. This is God's family, the divine family. Then service. Service is a fortune. Then food is a fortune. Then toli is a fortune. Then becoming an angel is a fortune. Then going to heaven is a fortune. Then spiritual drills are the fortunes. Then atmosphere? Pure atmosphere is a fortune. Then what else? Company of whom? Yeah, God is your companion. When I forget that God is my supreme companion, I start feeling lonely. So the loneliness is when I forget who is God. And he is my companion. So make him your friend. Yesterday's Murli Baba said he is your greatest friend. And Ravan is your enemy. So walk hand in hand with your friend. Shake hand with him. What other fortunes you have got? Relationships with him is the fortune. Music is the fortune. Songs are the fortune. Class. So good discussions is a fortune. Small groups is a fortune. Then what else? Literature is the fortune. Books are the fortune. Audios are the fortune. What else? All dadis and their divine speeches are the fortune. History of the yajna. To remember the history, to remember the struggle, the initial struggles. And an effort to become like them is a fortune. To remain in the awakened stage is a fortune. Yeah. So our life is full of fortunes. So whenever you get upset, sit still. Keep the alarm for 1 hour. Set the alarm for 1 hour and don't move at all. Absolute sit still and start remembering what are my fortunes. And one after another, points will come, emerge. And each point will emerge from the depth of consciousness, which will fill the mind, heart with love, with joy, with bliss, rapture, ecstasy. So to swim in the spiritual ecstasy is the goal of the spiritual life. To remain in that spiritual ecstatic stage is Brahmin life. And to move away from the odor of body consciousness. You know, whenever there is a foul smell somewhere, what you do? What do? You go away from that place. So also body consciousness is a false odor. You must learn the technique, means, ways, methods to go away from this false odor. So bring scent, bring aroma, bring fragrance. Fragrance of spiritual life, spiritual discussion, spiritual gyan, spiritual yoga, and everything which is spiritual. So surround yourself all the time with books, with audios, with discussions, with seva, with churning, with silence, with solitude, and sitting still. This is the most important practice. Just sit still without movement. and think what happens. Let's see. Okay, so this is the Avyakta Murli of 1982, and Baba has asked, these are the directions for today. First, experiencing yourself to a very fortunate soul. Second, direct relationship, and I have a part with the Father. And third, what things I have imbibed to remain happy. So these are the list of fortunes I have. So whenever I feel disheartened, sit and remember. And as is my awareness, so will be my stage. If my awareness is full of sorrow, misery, suffering, my stage will be like that. If my awareness is high, very elevated awareness all the time, so my stage will be high. Om Shanti.